What's going on, everybody? It's me, Yusuf. Welcome back to another podcast, the Lead Off Movement podcast. Today we're talking about element. Element, the environment. That's what it is, environment. The environment, the people you have around you, what the environment does to you, the power of having a powerful environment, the greatness of having a really tight environment like around you, like positive vibes, good vibes, everybody's disciplined, everybody's ready to do something, everybody's working on something, everybody's working towards something. Just like imagine walking into a room. It's a new environment. How would you approach it? How would you come out? How would you be? Simple questions. And my brother Mo's back here. We got Mo back on here. Mo, say what up.
What's going on, everyone? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, okay. So, hey, we're going to kick. Hey, you know how we get on this podcast? We're going to kick right into it. So I'm going to ask Mo some questions, and I'm going to answer right back with him. I'll put you in a scenario. When you walk into an empty room, you being you right now, you walk into an empty room, and all new faces, all new people. Well, how do you gauge it? What do you think? What happens?
First of all, I like to analyze people, look them closely, see what they're doing, see what the things that similar. If I have some common things, and through their actions, I can tell nowadays through my experience, my small experience, but I can tell how these people act, how these people think, how close I can be with them, how my relationship can be with them. And through that, first impression, I can build on it. So I can find a hole and go through their hearts, through their minds. And I can build myself a room inside their minds and absolutely make sure we are building it. And first of all, my relationship with people to be, first of all, built on loyalty and honesty. This is the first two things. I like to show people without talking that I'm a man with respect. I'm old school. So through my actions too, because many people can read you too, can read you back. They looking at you. So I would like also to show my true self. Make sure I'm a good friend. I'm willing to help. I've seen someone struggle with the weights or doing something. I would like to go help. Make sure I show that I'm here. Show I'm willing to help. Show I'm a friendly guy. But at the same time, from the first time, I like to draw some lines. Respect comes first before anything else. If I see myself getting disrespect from first two times, if I've seen that, I walk away and I definitely consider the whole relationship. So it starts from the impression and ends up with some lines, and you see how it goes with these people. Don't go all the way. Make sure you don't go all the way with people. Make sure you build your relationship step by step, because not all people like you. You can't find people identical to you, to yourself. They all have a different minds. They all have different backgrounds. So make sure you always have understanding the first time, and just give them one by one. Just don't put all yourself. Don't share many details as much as I can. This is my advice to everybody. Man, have your own privacy. Please. Make sure you have things to yourself, because you never know who is your friend, who is your enemy these days. Not everyone who's smiling to your face, not everyone saying good things to you is going to be your brother, going to be your backbone. No, please make sure. Think twice, three times, 100 times before you build the relationship. So this is me. When I walk to a room with many peoples, I like to analyze, take my time, take a close look, make sure, because you have to have your own notebook. First of all, you write down the impression. The second, you try to approach yourself with a high smile, and you take notes as well. How did they react? Some people I used to judge people by their the way how they acting, they being mean or just being something. Some people, they're going through a toughness. Some people are going through there's the bad days, so you can't just say, oh, he's a bad guy, he's a weird guy, he's a stupid guy. Some people, they are the nicest people on earth. You just take your time to know them. And as well as you're approaching yourself, you have to set the standards, set the lines. Don't I was telling Joe all the time, like, we always talk about this thing. I like to let people take their time to definitely not just, oh, hey, what's up, you are my brother forever. No, man. No, there's many fences, there's many checkpoints to get to my heart. So you when you go through the first checkpoint, you have to go the second, then third, and congratulations, you made it. And definitely, if you are into my backyard, definitely your treatment, the way how I approach the things that I share with you, it's completely different. So all start with the first impression, and definitely have to take your time. Don't put yourself, because you're gonna burn it. I gave an example before about the meals. You have to take your time. Patience is the key. Patience is the one of the greatest keys you can use with everything, with your process, with your relationships, with your like anything, literally. Patience, take your time. Through that time, try to set the lines, find the midpoints all the time. Also show who you really are from the beginning. Don't show just only the cover. Try to open up a little bit, at the same time, not too much. Just show that who you really are, because they might not accept you. So from the beginning, don't get too deep so things get complicated and out of control. From the beginning, try to set the lines, and with being nice, just being nice, either you keep going with that relationship with people, or just get out of it and keep that high and by with people. That's it.
Yeah. So like you said, like keep your standards up. You know, everybody has standards. Get your standard level up. Get people to know who you are, not through time and trials and tests and errors. And I mean, that's how it is. But so I got a different approach when I walk into a room. Mo will tell you this. I got a different approach. When I walk in a room, I walk in like I got a camera on me or something. Like I'm getting followed by a camera and they're watching my every move. And I just like come up with high amounts of energy. I like introducing myself with high energy. I like people knowing there's good vibes. I like people knowing there's positive vibes. I like people to know that, hey, you know, this is how I am. I'm high volume. I'm up, always on like 10 Red Bulls. You know what I'm saying? So like I like the full energy. Like you got to think about it as like a video game. I keep saying it. Think about it as a video game. You level up your energy level, right? So like you keep leveling it up. Level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 100. Max it out. And then you max out your confidence. The way you speak, like you can... Like, man, I don't know. Like, you can affect somebody's life with words. Like, let's say you were going through a situation and I was going through a situation. And I told you that my situation hurt you, or my situation made your situation feel a lot less. You're like, oh, man, I feel good. It's a positive thing. And sometimes you never know who's listening. You never know who's listening. It could be an enemy. It could be a brother for life. It could be a friend for now. It could be a guy for you. It could be somebody for a season. You know, there's people that come in life for seasons. You meet people in the fall, they drop you in the summer. You meet people in the summer, they drop you in the winter. You meet people in the winter, they drop you in the spring. It's different times with different people. Like personally, me and Mo had it. You know, we met a bunch of hundreds of people throughout the gym. Hundreds of them. And I can't remember a single name of them. Because they never came back and they're never here. They're not here no more. They were just here, they got what they needed from you, and it's done. But you can't sit there and be like, what did I do wrong? Why did they leave me? Why did I get attached too much? I got to stop being so attached. I got to stop being like this. And it's not the right demeanor. It's not the right approach to have. It's not the right, it's not like the right thing to do. I think it's not when I walk into a room, I want high energy. I want high energy. I'm talking about when I walk in a room, everybody knowing who I am already without even me saying anything. That's how I'm living my life. Is one of my goals is walking into a room and people point and say, hey, I know this guy. This is what this guy did without saying anything. And I want it to be the most positive thing that I did in my life. That changed somebody's life. That helped somebody. That I did. That's what I want. I don't want somebody being like, oh yeah, this guy, this shy guy. Because I used to be shy. Everybody used to be shy. I used to be like this, like walk into a room and be like, oh, is this guy going to like me? I don't care no more. I walk in the room now, I look at you and smile. See, do you like my smile? You're gonna compliment it or you're not gonna compliment it at all? Don't change me. It don't make me better, don't make me no money. Hey, it is what it is. I'll see you somewhere else. And it goes same thing in at work. You start a new job. You're staying up all night. Oh, what about my boss don't like? So what if he don't like you? You still got to put in 100% effort. You got to put in the work. You got to put in the time. You got to put in. You got to get to know people. And people with all this like social anxiety, like you got to defeat social anxiety with confidence. How you always talking negative to yourself when you even know what anybody's saying about you? What about if this person's thinking in his head, man, you know, this guy's handsome. Or this female's looking like, this guy's handsome. And you're thinking in your head, man, this girl don't like me. She thinks I'm ugly. She thinks I'm nasty. Oh, she don't want to talk to me. But what about this girl really wants to talk to you every day? That's how you find that one, that true love, that whatever it is, you know? That fairy tale ending, that fairy tale story, you know? And in general, like a general name of it is confidence. Just having confidence. And let's say you're going out to eat. You're going out to eat with your boy. You're going to a restaurant. I find a lot of people, when they walk in a restaurant, they look around. They try to sit in the farthest away from people and on a different table. Why not? Just sit in the front. Be a movie star. Be a movie star wherever you go. You know? In a school, you don't want to get picked on by the teacher. You don't want to look at you first. Be like, oh, you answer the question. So what? Answer, even if it's wrong. Answer. Have the discipline just to do it anyways. Don't think. Just do. Because, man, personally, because you guys got to remember, this podcast is all my personal preference, what I've been through and my personal advice. Like, with the cold showers, nobody likes cold showers. Nobody wants to just wake up and do them. I do. I started finding a liking to them. Like, I feel weird if I don't do it. I feel like I failed the day. And I was just talking to Hassan on the phone. I was like, man, you know, discipline saved my life. He's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't know, man. Discipline gave me this environment. Like, where I walk in, I just do it anyway. And I don't care about the actions. I just do it. But then you got your logic. Hey, you know, slow down, my man. You know, like you get a fast car. You want to go 1,000 miles an hour. You're like, whoa, hey, my man, chill out here. You know, we could go to jail or we could get caught up or we could crash, you know. But you don't care because you're living this high life, this high volume. You want energy, 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 energy. You don't care about that. So if you give off, if you just throw the energy in this room, it's like a grenade. It'll explode and all the energy will be on the wall, on the people's face. They're like, oh, man, what's this energy?
I would like to say something, Joe, that because I see you all the time. The magic of the confidence and the way how you approach yourself to people and the way how you treat people, the way how you help and you show yourself, you show your confidence and show kindness at the same time. And it's magic because the same people, let's say if you try, some people have their egos, some people they have bad days, as we said. Let's say you try to correct them with something. Oh, my man, you didn't do the right way. So, no, they might come fight you. They might cuss you out. They might say, who the hell are you to tell me? But look at the magic. The same thing, the same approach. Let's say 2 weeks later, after you show who you really are, they got to know you. They know who you really are. They liked you. They loved you. Or at least they know who you really are. They're going to accept it. They're going to love it. They're going to listen at least to your advice. Because they know you really care. Because they already know Yusuf, he's in a positive way. In a good way. He said in a good way. So that's what I've been seeing. Like through all the 8 years that I've been, like almost 8 years I've been working out with you. Sometimes in and out. But at least, because I've seen all the people that you worked out with. You have that same magic touch.
Hundreds, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah, a lot of people.
And I don't take it personally.
Some people that, because some people, they have their own agenda. Some people, they have their own schedule. They own schedule. Life, man, it's not designed the way how we, it has different shapes for different people. It suit you. It might not suit you. Like, let's say, I'm trying to make it as possibly as I can to be with you because of that positive energy, because that positive vibes, because that the love of being around you, we talk about environment, and I get off, like, you know, Yusuf, I have work at 7 in the morning, I come to the gym at, like, 11, I get off at 3, sometimes we finish at 3 in the morning, sometimes 2 in the morning, we're having fun.
Let me talk about discipline real quick, discipline and environment. So this man has to wake up by 6:30 to get to work at 7. He He comes to the gym at 11, and we didn't even start working out till, I'm not going to lie, maybe about 11:45, 11:50 maybe. And that's when the night really starts for me, because I'm getting off work. I'm looking forward to coming to the gym, looking forward to seeing these people. I'm looking forward to working out with these people. I'm looking forward to changing my mind. I'm looking forward to, like, to this environment. See, we created this environment. Create your own environment. Like, create something you look forward to. Like, I'm at work, I'm having a bad day. And it's a bad environment. I say, oh, you know what? I'm going to the gym after this. Oh, I'm about to be great. I'm about to feel good. I'm about to pump this dopamine. And I'm about to pump this iron. I'm about to go cook this food. I'm about to do something. You're doing something you love. And I just didn't gain the love of the gym the first day. Like I said before, a girl spotted me in the gym the first time I went to the gym. I couldn't even lift the tens. I was doing the shoulder presses. This girl was like, hey, you need help? I took this insult. What you mean I need help? Nah. Why you? I'm a man. You know, an ego. But once you splatter, like anybody who knows me knows that the energy that I put out is unmatched. Because I feel like I got that gift from God. It's just that when I walk into a room, I'm the loudest. I'm the shiniest. I'm the most confident. I'm not competing. It's just who I am and what I do. I just like having a good time. I don't like you go to your boy's house, you're going to watch a UFC fight, you're sitting there on the couch, all you do, ooh, I like getting up, let's go, he did that, whoa. What's the point? What's the point? You got to have your life like you're on a ride, you're on like those fast rides, you know, like Cedar Point, you're going down that big ride, whoa, it's crazy, because life is a ride. Life is a ride. So why not make it a fun ride, and why not make it something that you can tolerate and something that you love doing and something that you need to do, and creating these environments. Like for me, my environment is the gym. My environment is when I wake up, oh man, I can't wait to hit the gym. It's not, oh man, I can't wait to do. No. Before anything, oh man, I can't wait to hit the gym. Why are you like hitting the gym? Because of the people. Who's the people? This guy, my girl. Oh, what do you guys do? Come find out. I want to tell you because I don't want to spoil it. Come find out. And 9 times out of 10, if you work out with me, you won't come back. It's because I push you to the max. People don't like getting pushed to the max. That's not their element. That's not their environment. They like those little, oh, pick that up. Calm down. It's okay. I'm not going to baby you. No. You want this, come get it. You need this. You know you need this. So pick this up and let's go. And that's in life. Pick up a good environment. Pick up a good job. Pick up a good hobby. Pick up a good good mindset. Try to find a mindset. Like people that you idolize. Like role models. Look at what they do. Look at how they talk. Look how they act. Look how they walk. Find out everything about that person. And then see how your life starts changing. When I guarantee you walk into a new room full of anybody, brand new people, you won't have the same attitude. You won't have the same you won't have the same walk. You won't have the same talk. You won't have the same nothing. You just be like, they're like, wow, this guy's crazy. Why? Where's this guy coming from? It's 6 in the morning. Why is he so awake? Why is he yelling? Why is he happy to be here? You want people to question you. You don't want people to know you. You want people to question who you are. You never want to let anybody know your next step. Move in silence. Silence is the biggest success. Is silence. Because I can't tell you what max is. I'll come find out. Come to the gym. We'll lift together. And you'll see if I stop at that weight or not. That's how you'll find out my max. Not a lot of people know my max. I created a max to tell people, but not a lot of people know. Because I know where I can push my body to. And when that time comes, I'll push my body to that limit. Because I know I can. I got this chemistry with my body. I can tell my body, hey, you're about to pick this up. And my body's going to be like, nah. Come on, man, chill out, man. We got to do this tomorrow. I don't care about that because I don't know if tomorrow's coming. Pick this up and let's move. And I got that mean discipline from cold showers. Cold showers made my discipline to a million. Last night, I went to sleep at 7:30 in the morning. You know what I did before I went to sleep? Eyes were shut, crap, man, I went to sleep. I went and took a cold shower because I forgot I had to take one. But right before I went to sleep, I swear to God, my eyes were, oh, I got to take a cold shower. All right, let's get this energy up. Whoa, let's go, cold shower at 7 in the morning. You, I'm telling you, like, just create this environment that's unmatched. envision it, be it, talk about it, act it, do what you got to do to get the environment the way it is. Don't just sit here and be like, oh, poor me. Listen, I hate this environment. I need to go somewhere else. Or this environment is not for me. Every environment is for you because you walked into it. So you got to make the best out of it. Don't blame it on anybody else. Oh, this environment makes me depressed. Nah. The only reason why you're depressed is because you really are depressed. You need to get out of that so you can make a new environment. Make something new other than depression. Make a new word for depression. Call it oppression. I don't know. Call it something that means something to you. You don't need to call it out just the way you see it, just because it's on Google. This is what depression is. These are the symptoms. This is how I'm feeling. Nah, forget that. Forget that. That's fake. Yeah, depression is real, but it's fake. It's all mental. Move out of it. Get out of it. Move. Pick it up and move. Take it with you somewhere and leave it and walk away from it. Come back to when you're ready, when you're stronger, when you're more confident, when you built that environment, you built that energy, you're hungry, you want something new, you want to do something. You got to have hunger. You got to have that thirst. You got to want it. You got to take it. You got to grab it. Pick it up, slam it on the floor, beat it up, come back to it, and then smile at it. Like, hey, you remember you used to do this to me? Why would you want to do that to me? I can't believe you. Now look at me. You walk into that room, close that door, and be the boss of that room. I'm not saying be a big head, walk around, yeah, I'm better than you. Nah, never that. Don't ever do that. Walk in the room humble, confident, ready to execute, precise, answers on point, feelings on point, emotions on point. Don't rehearse for it. Just be natural, be raw. Come into it brand new. Don't just sit there and be like, you know what, I'm a... Like this podcast, it's all raw. I don't sit here on my computer, sit here on a desk and sit here and say, oh, today I'm going to talk about this. Nah, whatever I'm feeling, I'm talking about. Whatever I know what to do. However, even if it comes out of a 2-minute podcast, I still did the podcast based on raw knowledge. I didn't do it out of, oh, I'm going to research this. I'm going to read a script. Exactly. Life experience. So in closing, I'm going to have Mo tell you guys how he changed his environment and how it affected him.
How you made your own environment. Definitely the things that you mentioned before, discipline, confidence, things that I'm still I'm trying to reach the maximum level of them.
And mind you, we're coming from two backgrounds that are similar. We're coming from hurt, pain, I shouldn't say this. I shouldn't do this. I don't know how this is going to happen. Fear. I don't know if this is going to work. You know what? I'm just going to shut my mouth and be silent. No. We're coming from like those people that you see, like the silent kids. We're like the kid you see that was silent. But I wasn't a silent kid. I was always rowdy. But we're coming from pain, hurt, regret, fear, strength, all that. We're coming raw. I'm telling you, all of that in one. We're coming with past. We're coming with present. We're coming with future. Different things to keep you guessing who we are. Because you'll never know what I'm doing next. Nobody will never know. That's how you know you made it out of whatever you think you didn't make it out. But you're still here today. You're still living. I'm sorry. We'll go ahead. My bad. I had to get that off.
You're good. Definitely. We go back to the beginning. Start with the beginning. Like, you look for people that they have similar, you have common things with. So for example, me and you, you have a lot of things in common, like we talk about struggles, about life experience, the way how we experiencing pain and hurts, and we using that to our advantage to move forward. To not, sometimes I hate like people have sympathy on me, honestly. But I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes like, you need people to push you forward. You need people. You can't conquer everything by yourself. You need a good surrounding. All leaders in the world, they have like people, advisors. They have generals. They can't do all the work by themselves. They have to have a plan. They have to have to share some stuff.
Like tell him, how do I talk to you? This is my boy. All right, this is my brother. He doesn't come to talk to me about, no, man, it's okay, man. It's okay. He'll get over it. No. He'll tell you how I talk to him.
Like, definitely, man. My ears, like, it's still hurting, like, because you get loud, as hell, and he don't care, like, especially, let's say I say I'm tired. He hates this kind of words, tired, or I'm not feeling good. It's not in his dictionary. He don't care. He don't listen. If you say, like, if you tell him, like, you're having a bad day, oh, okay, so what? So what? We are here. We are at the gym to leave your things out the gym, and we have another things to focus on. For example, the environment and the goals at the same time. One hand, it's the environment. At the same time, you have to create, like, a similar goals and work on it. Like, target. Let's say I'm hitting this this weight. I'm going forward. And with Yusuf, he's pushing you to the max no matter what. You find out, you get surprised about your max through this guy. Like, honestly, it's not my game. My game, actually, where I came from, I'm doing martial arts. I do cardio, CrossFit. These things that I love, like, I've been doing my whole life. But and when I start working out with this guy, I said, no way I can do this. I have these doubts, like, I'm not going to lie, of course, like, no way I can hit this weight, no way I can hit this, lift this, this, especially when it comes to deadlift, like, the kind of stuff. I said, I tell him, no way. But, man, out of nowhere, cussing out, having fun, with Yusuf shouting, pick that, whatever. I guess.
Another thing, listen. I know people's soft spots, because people, a lot of people tell me their soft spot. So sometimes I like whispering in their ear, telling them about their soft spot, telling them about why you're here. Why do you think you're here? Stop being weak, because you got this, that. Stop being like this. You got this, that. Are you serious? I can't wait to tell that person or thing or animal or whatever it is you told me that's soft on you. And I'm going to use it to my advantage, not yours, mine. Because now I know where I can poke you. And when I poke you, I'll get the aggression that I'm looking for. I'm getting that motivation I'm looking for. I'm getting that push that I'm looking for. Because I'm not looking for somebody telling me, hey, Yusuf, what do you think, man? You know, I had a bad day today. You know, I don't feel like going to the gym. I laugh at you. I'll sit there. I'll point at you and laugh at you. I'll record you, point at you, and laugh at you. And I'll keep coming to you with that same video, with that same action, that same mindset, and push you to do something you never thought. It's, you got to surprise yourself. That's what life is. That's what life is. Life is a surprise. When the moment you wake up, you're like, oh, okay, I'm awake now. And let's say you're going to mow the grass. You never mowed the grass before in your life. And you ended up being a badass, like, lawnmower, whatever it is. You started, you know, you're badass at landscaping. You just made a business that you didn't even know. But you woke up with this natural talent, and now you're using this natural talent to make an income, and now you're using this income to help you do something else with it. You know, so, like, don't ever limit yourself, man. We're humans. We're not animals. Animals are limited to doing animal-like things. Animals, they're like, they eat, they sleep, they use the bathroom. They mate, and they go to sleep. They don't do anything out of the ordinary. Like, you look at a water bottle. What's the water bottle's job? To hold water. What's a hammer's job? To hit nails, or to break something, or to hit something. Us humans got endless amounts of possibilities. We'll never reach perfection, but we'll get close to it. Because God's perfect. We're not perfect. We can reach somewhat near it, but we can never be perfect. That's what you got to live with. You'll never be perfect in anything you do. But you'll be close. Oh, you'll be so close. You need that one more hit. But God tell you, no. If I give you this, that means I'm nothing. What is this? That's how God works. God will get you close to it. And then show you why you're not perfect at it. Make you look funny or something like that doing it. But you're like, man, I practiced a million times. I did this so many times. Like a video game, you can master a video game. But there's always going to be that final boss you can't beat. And that final boss, sometimes you stand in your way. You stand in your natural environment, your natural habitat. I envision my habitat as just screaming. A lot of screaming, a lot of jumping, a lot of messing around, a lot of like throwing stuff, picking up, you know, working hard, you know. People want to put work, but they never want to include the hard in front of it. If you put hard in front of work, you get hard work, and that's beautiful. That means you accomplish something. But if you just put work, are you really working towards something? Are you really gaining something? Are you really pushing towards that goal? Are you really getting to that next checkpoint? Are you really getting to that next goal? Are you really getting to that next dream? No, because you're not putting that hard work. You need hard in front of work. And once you equate hard with work, endless amounts of possibilities. Stock traders, they stay up all night to buy a stock. People wake up at 2 in the morning because in California at 6 in the morning already. People are already awake. You got to be ahead of the game. You got to be ahead of the. You got to be ahead of the market. You're putting yourself at a disadvantage waking up at 6 o'clock because it's 10 a.m. in California. But no, you put yourself at an advantage by waking up the same time they wake up. But you just got to wake up a little earlier. You got to have that little bit more discipline. Waking up at 2 in the morning and it's 6 o'clock over there. Their day's already getting started. Your day's about to get started at 2 in the morning. You still got 24 hours to go. Arnold said it. Arnold said there's 24 hours in a day. He did work for 8 hours. He did acting, I think, for like 4 or 5 hours. He went to the gym for like 3-4 hours, and he said he slept with the rest. Or he learned a new skill for a couple hours and slept. But he said he was getting 6 hours of sleep, 5-6 hours of sleep for his whole life. And look at him. He gained this discipline nobody ever had before, sleeping a little less to get something in the future. Like, this guy's a top paid, best bodybuilder to ever live, best gym guy to ever be. Best person to get advice from, because he did it. And look at him now. 70 years old looking like that? Who doesn't want to look like that at 70? This guy's still lifting weight. Hey, as much as I love the gym, I hope God sees me loving the gym this much. He'll give me the power to keep continue pushing through it. Like, I was injured the other day. I was working out with a messed up shoulder, and I still pushed through, though. And it surprised me. I was, like, in the shower. Like, 3 hours later, I was in the shower like, damn, okay. So if I can do this, that means I can do something else. I'm trying to push the limit all the time. I'm not trying to just meet a standard. No, no, I'm trying to push through anything that I can, whether it's fear, regret, hurt, pain, depression, anything I want to push through. I want to hit it. I want to get through it so hard that when I look back at it, I laugh. I say, man, look at that. I can't believe I let that one little thing step into my garden or step into my mindset or step into something. Nah, you got to eliminate the weeds out the garden. You got to find out what's the weakest thing around you. Eliminate. Execute it. Walk to the next week. Next. The next. The next. The next. Pull it up by the root so it never grows back. And even if it does grow back, you'll have the knowledge and you have the wisdom and you have the faith to take it back out again. Step on it. Throw it away. And go to the next one. You just can't live a regular life. Wake up. I mean, I can't. Listen, there's people out there that can't, but I can't. Because like I said, I always think there's like a camera crew behind me. And they're like watching my every move. They're trying to see what I'm going to say next. And they're trying to see how I'm going to make this next $10 million. Or they're trying to see how I'm going to do this. Or who I'm going to talk to next. But you'll never know. Because I'll never tell you where I'm going. I'll just be there. The only thing people know where I'm going is the gym. Everybody knows that. Because like the gym is something that I love. I hold it real tight. And I'll never let that go. I don't care what happens. I really don't care what happens. I'll never let that go. Even if I'm just going to sit there and just watch people work out, I'm getting satisfaction doing it. And I love it. Even if I'm going there just to yell, just to be like, oh, twice, I'm good. I got it off my chest. I go out with my day. But again, I know I said in closing, but one more time I'll ask Mo, like, how he feels about the environmental situation, like how he feels about having a good environment, and he's going to close it up for us.
Okay, first of all, like, I was enjoying actually, the talk, things that you said. But I want to try to talk to people that they reach the darkest moment now. Like some people, they don't want to listen. Like sometimes, even if you try to advise. So what are you talking about the struggles? Because we've been there before, you know, and how to use the environment in their advantage, how to get themselves out of that situation. For me, actually, because I've been there before, every time I have a problem, like I have a things that I'm going through, hard things. I was always questioning myself, like, why? All the time, it just keep happening. And I reached the point, I was talking to Yusuf about it, like, it had, like, that example in my mind, the way how the vaccine made, like, it made out of the disease, like, the disease hits you, but they're using the disease, they modify it, and they inject it back. So from now on, I start looking at to the old people. They're having bad days. They're depressed. They don't want to listen. They are comfortable where they are. Use this. It's a blessing. That's what I'm saying. It's a blessing. Use that problems. Use that experience that you have in life. The toughness. The hurts that you guys are going through. Use it and inject it to your body. And trust me, one day you're gonna use it. because life's not easy. We talk about it the last episode. Well, life's not easy. So two things. First of all, be the one who you help yourself, and also the environment. Yes, you do have, you have to choose, and through that experience, because you have to sit back and see what you really did. Did you deal with that situation correctly? If not, what happened? What type of people that you have around you? What kind of things that you did? You have to sit down and figure out what happened. You have to learn from these mistakes in order to find the new people, in order to find the people that they really match your energy, the people that they might take you to the next level, the people, the good environment that you're really gonna feel comfortable with. So, you, and here was me and Yusuf, we shared that talk, how to reap people. Like, of course, if you want to get yourself with that, with a good environment, first you have to read the people. Then you have to sit with the people. Then you have to talk. I have a lot of talks. Then when you feel comfortable, you start sharing things without you knowing. And definitely, the goals, they start matching without you knowing. That's the thing. Here's what the goals, here's what the love and wisdom and respect start gathering between you and your environment. And here's where the team, because teams, as a team, you can move way faster. You can jump, you can fly with the team. I'm not going to lie, it might be successful in life, you might get, but definitely with a team that they share the same values, same goals, not say, even similar goals, you can move forward and life will be better. Life will be easier. And honestly, sometimes the people having more problems, more bad things in their life, because I made it. I'm almost crossing that line, the depression, and it's time for me to help other people. And here's where the environment, as a people, we have to help others, whoever is just having that same energy as Yusuf. Guys, please share that energy, share that love, share that caring with others. Many people need to just approach, because this is what I love about Yusuf. You don't hesitate to help. You don't hesitate to give the advice. The true one, the true love that he's been showing to me, showing the others, he keeps showing. No matter how, even if our roads, if each one of us, like, had a different life, we separated in our different goals, we still have the love, respect, the history that we made. We're definitely gonna meet somewhere. So don't think, oh, because I have a different goals, because I have a different mindset, because I have, oh, he's not my friend, he's not my, not anymore, he changed, he's different. No, not at all. No, he's not, because, but you guys have a different mindset, you have a different point of view. It's okay to be different, but don't make that as a conflict. Don't move it. Don't let it happen as a conflict. Just stop it in a way that you can have negotiation. Because if you found someone that you really love, sharing the same values with you, please hold him tighter. Don't let him go. No matter what, because it's not easy to find a replacement. It's not easy at all. So find the two people. Try to not lose them if you can. And as I said, life is not easy. You need to surround yourself with the good people and strong mental people that one day, if not now, if you just keep saying, oh, I'm good by myself, I can, I've been doing good my whole life, I've been standing, I've been conquering the world by myself. One day, trust me, one day, one moment, you're gonna need help. Either your wife, your friends, your whatever. Don't hesitate. Just open.
Every superhero has a sidekick.
Yeah.
Every superhero has a sidekick.
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
Everybody.
I agree. Environment, good environment. Family, stay tied to your family. Be most valuable to your family. Yusuf, it's all.
Hey, thanks, Mo, for coming on the podcast again. I really appreciate it. Hey, guys, it's 2 a.m. We're doing this podcast late night. We're trying to pump out these. It's Sunday. Listen, if my discipline wasn't this good, I wouldn't be talking. Like, I got my discipline pretty good, you know. But aside from that, man, this is our personal preference towards having a good environment, making an environment, stepping in a brand new room, doing the things that you know how to do best, acting the way you know how to act. And hey, guys, thanks for the constant love. Thank you for the respect that you guys been giving us, the follows, the views, the downloads. Thank you for all the feedback you guys give us, man. And hey, it's been Yusuf and the Lead Off Movement Podcast. Peace and love.